This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Hello, Snow?
Hi, Noel. This is Karen from the Bank of Cardiff. Hey. Did you just give me a call?
Yes, I did. What's up? What's up? All right, so I wanted to game plan a little bit for this one. So I wanted to find out, before I sent down the EIN letter, which definitely will help, so I think that's why there was a little confusion, because we had like different tax cities and then there was change of ownership and all that stuff. I just wanted to, I think from what you had mentioned before, in the, like when we had to get this one reopened in the beginning, was that this merchant, did they have ownership of the business prior to the changeover? They've always been an owner, they just got more equity?
Was yeah, right? Exactly. So they've been an owner since 2012, but in December 2015, they just bought in for more ownership.
Got it. Okay, so that's the story. All right. Wanted to confirm that. And then do you happen to know if a CPA or anyone did their tax returns or they did it themselves?
That I don't know. I'd have to ask or look at the tax returns. Maybe I can tell. Give me one second.
Yeah, so I'll give you the scoop. So before I send it down, what I wanted to basically, because generally speaking, I would say like 95% of the time, when we get tax returns, it's, you know, for businesses typically, especially when there's changeovers and things like that, it's done by a CPA or like an accountant that would put on the paid preparer use section. So usually we would be able to accept that at face value as long as it's filled in with all the information and everything. With the one that we got, obviously it looks like they just signed it and dated it. And a lot of times our team will kind of request either for proof of confirmation of acceptance from the IRS or in kind of some other case, they'll ask for an 8821. I'm trying to avoid that just because that'll take an extra 24 hours to kind of get back and all that stuff. You know, just going to open up a can of worms. I prefer to not. I just wanted to see before sending it down just so I, you know, kind of, yeah, I guess hedge my bets, so to speak, and just kind of, you know, see what the best angle of approach would be.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tax return. It doesn't look like anyone prepared it to me. So you're saying I should look for something that says, like, proof of acceptance from the IRS?
If the merchant can provide that, that would probably help our cause. That way there won't be any supplemental questions. I would say for the time being it would probably be easier to see if we can just have the merchant sign the manual doc since we already have the driver's license void check and this piece of it. So that way, just while we're trying to tie together these last bits of it, that way we can at least get the docs in and then maybe in the interim kind of fix up some of this other inquiries. So that way we can just get it going from there.
Okay, cool. I will just tell my rep that that's going to be the easier route.
Yeah, just tell them you know, if they have any questions, let me know. But just to kind of expedite the time, just that way we can kind of, while we're ironing out, whenever this changes, I knew this one was going to get a little bit more complicated just because it got declined, got to get a reopen the time of business, then, like, changes over ownership. So I knew it was going to take a couple extra steps. So, if you can just see if they can just send us signed manual docs and then, you know, see what they can get either from proof of acceptance. If someone mails in their tax return, they usually would still get something from the IRS saying yes, you know, it's accepted or whatever. The email or regular mail, they may have something, something at least showing that it was accepted. If they e-filed, I think probably would have shown up on the tax return. But yeah, just any sort of proof of acceptance. If we can't provide anything like that, I'll just try to see if I can get a brute force exception. I'll send down what we have, but that, I'm just trying to make sure to kind of pave the road for any potential, you know, hiccups. So that's kind of angle I'm playing here.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Noel.
No problem. And any other questions? At least while got you on the phone, just you had any follow-ups on or need anything special for?
Not right now, I don't think. Just kind of trying to clear out everything in the inbox. I've only been here for half an hour, so right now I'm still kind of feeling overwhelmed. But as of right now.
I forget that it's only 8 o'clock your time sometimes. Yeah, so do your thing. Get yourself together for the morning. You know, actually, I had one random question. This deal called Only One Inc., I know it's been, I think, was it online checkout we sent? I'm trying to see. Yeah, it was an approved deal that I think the merchant only wanted to take $20K. The deal's going to be expiring shortly.
Oh, the $20K one. Yeah, I don't know. The rep, I funded that deal, and then the rep has been on like a leave of absence for that whole 3 weeks, so I have no idea if they still want that line of credit, maybe I can ask a different rep to follow up on that.
If you, that's what I figured, maybe something like that. So if you wanted, I mean, I could try to call the customer personally and just say, hey, you know, we have a line of credit ready for you, you know, or whatever, and just kind of, you know, make kind of a lender call and just say, hey, you know, are you ready to move forward? I can walk you through the steps, just kind of see if we can score a quick deal that way. I know it's obviously not a big revenue earner from your standpoint. So
yeah, if you want to do that, you may as well, because the rep's gone, and I don't even know who's paying attention to that right now.
And to be completely honest, I don't blame them for not kind of paying attention. It's like, it's going to be a nominal commission. You know, it's like, eh, I got a bigger fish to fry. Someone's going to cover, you know, other deals. So, yeah, okay, cool. So I will follow up on the merchant there. I'll let you guys know if anything else is needed. If you guys have any other deals that, just real brief, I know I'm already taking up too much time. So I came up with the idea. I know I sent a long kind of rambling email about it. But I think, so this is an idea that now actually a lot of my team members are starting to copy me on. But we're going to, so after kind of talking through with you guys in the office and everything, I came up with this idea of basically when we have a deal that basically could get executive pricing, what I think I'm going to start doing is that every Monday, myself and Jade are just going to send you a list of deals that, hey, you know, of the approvals we have, here are the ones that that have kind of the requisite on-deck score requirement to kind of get qualify for that executive pricing. Obviously, each deal is going to get different, you know, cuts depending on risk, but that way, just that way you can let the rest know, hey, by the way, you know, on deck, let us, and then if there's a new approval, what I can do is say, hey, I might send an email to credit and funding, be like, just heads up, this is one that we could get executive pricing with lower buy rates for 4 or 5 points, etc. That way you guys can, you know, give the rep, obviously they want to sell with 10 points first, but if they, you know, if you guys are going to, you know, have to cut rate and maybe go to like a can retention or something to that effect, at least then you'll know, okay, this is one that maybe on deck can get a much lower pricing for, and that kind of thing.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, that would be perfect.
So just want to give a heads up for some. So I'll keep an eye out for that. And, yeah, so every Monday I sent out that list yesterday. So if any of those deals on that list, obviously from the top of the list being kind of the strongest deals, so those are the ones that will probably get the deepest cuts. And then the ones on the bottom list will still get a cut, just probably not as deep of a cut, but just, yeah, just kind of figure out a new angle of approach. And, yeah. Maybe score a couple units that way.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Noel.
No problem. And, yeah, let me know when you get the feedback there and figure out for Vector from there.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Later.